Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today we start a new chapter, Babu Tahrimi Wasli Sha'ri Wal Washmi Wal Washri Wahua Tahdidul Asnani. The chapter on the prohibition of joining hair, tattooing, and filing the teeth. Qala ta'ala, Iyad'una min dunihi illa inatha, wa Iyad'una illa shaytanan marida, la'anahu Allah, wa qala la'attakhidhanna min ibadika nasiban mafruza. ولأضلنهم ولأمنينهم ولآمرنهم فليبتكن آذان الأنعام ولآمرنهم فليغيرن خلق الله. In Surah Nisa, Allah Ta'ala says, referring to those people that call other deities other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So deities other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, those people that don't believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala is speaking about them, that they worship only females and call upon the rebellious shaitan. Allah Ta'ala has cursed him. Who Allah Ta'ala has cursed shaitan? He, shaitan, said, I will definitely take a fixed share from your servants. So shaitan, when he was now rejected, he was bardud. So now what he wanted to do, to take some type of action, to take some type of retribution against insan. It was because of Hazrat Insan that I got rejected. It was because of this insan that I became cursed. It was because of this insan that I went far away from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how he's going to take revenge and how he's going to try and take back some type of compensation from this insan that caused me to become so far away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a very shaitanic quality. Instead of confessing his mistake, instead of being honest that I was wrong and humbling himself, rather what he wanted to do now, he wants to challenge Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in his challenge to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's saying this, that I will definitely take a fixed share from your servants. I will surely lead them astray and certainly instill hopes within them. Long, long hopes, distant hopes. You're going to live forever, you're going to carry on, and you've got so much of things that you can do. Don't worry about worshipping. That can leave for later on. You still got a very long life left. So everyone is falling into these hopes. So shaitan is giving away his game plan. In these ayat here, shaitan is actually giving away his game plan. That this is what I will do. I will instill hopes within them. I shall definitely command them, and they will cut the ears of animals. I will command them, and they will certainly change the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the part of the chapter that ties up with what we are doing today. That they will certainly change the creation of Allah ta'ala. Allah ta'ala has given us this body. This body is an amanat. We're supposed to use it according to the way Allah ta'ala wants us to use this body. We don't have the free right that this is my body, I can do what I want with it. Tomorrow if I feel I want to take off my fingers, I can take off my fingers. If I feel I want to tattoo my whole body, I can tattoo my whole body. In other words, I got this sole unfettered right of the use of this body. This body is an amanat from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to take care of this body. Allah ta'ala will question us on the day of Qiyamah as far as our bodies is concerned. So this chapter is speaking about looking after the physical aspects of this body. So the first part of the chapter is dealing with the prohibition of joining hair. What is meant by this joining hair is that a person joins the hair that Allah Ta'ala has given him either with the hair of animals or with the hair of human beings or with the hair of those animals that are haram or with the hair of those animals that are halal. So a person, or there's one more, he may join to synthetic hair, in other words, artificial hair. So all these, according to the Muhaddithin, are not permissible. According to the Ahnaf, the Mazhab, according to our Mazhab, that it is permissible for a person to join hair to synthetic hair and to join hair to the hair of halal animals. So that is permissible for a person to do. However, any other hair to join is impermissible. So what this hadith is speaking about, or this chapter is speaking about, we'll do the hadith from tomorrow inshallah, is where a person now is joining his hair to create and make his hair start looking long. He's joining it to the hair of human beings, This is something that is totally impermissible. Or he's joining it to the hay of animals that are not permissible to consume, those haram animals that he's using their hay. So this is completely impermissible. However, if a person does it according to the Hanafis, with animals' hair that are permissible. For example, hair from sheep or hair from goats, etc., that are made in such a way that he joins it, or synthetic hair, then there is permissible. There is no harm in a person doing this. Maybe a person, a woman, for example, has got very, very short hair. She's got some type of sickness. And because she got some type of sickness, if other women were to see her for whatever reason, or she had to be exposed in front of her husband, it would be very embarrassing. For example, a woman that is bald, it would be very embarrassing for her. So therefore you'll find that Ahnaf have given permission in a situation like this, that for her to wear artificial hair or to join whatever little hair she got with longer hair, this is permissible, so long as it's either synthetic or it's a permissible animal, not with human hair at all, and not with hair from any type of haram animal. So this is the first part of this chapter that we will be doing. The second part is tattooing. This body Allah Ta'ala has given us is there to look after, to take care. It's not such that a person can just tattoo his body. Look at the people that do these tattoos. It does, firstly, apparently, it's so painful to get it done. Then once the tattoo is there, it's very, very difficult to even take it out. Now, how much of regret, especially people that have done it, that realize, hey, that design that I had there, that's not the best design. I wish I had put something else. So now that all the time that is troubling them, what design I put, I should have done something else. We should have done it differently. But in the first place, Allah Ta'ala did give us this body as a drawing board. Allah did give it to us as a page that we can just tattoo and do what we want with this body, to such an extent that we shouldn't even be writing on our heads, etc. If we have to write on a page, write on a board, there's no harm. But why do we need to use this body? Look after this body, take care of it. Allah has given it to us as a great amanat, and we will be questioned with regarding this body. And there's one more thing, filing the teeth. This is not talking about a simple dentist procedure. It's where people would file the teeth to create a specific look. Filing a teeth to create a gap between the teeth, etc. Allah Ta'ala has given a person good, healthy, natural teeth. Now what he's doing is filing it to create a look of gaps between the teeth, etc. This is not something that's permissible. Look after it. Where a dentist for some reason that he needs to do it, he needs to file a little bit of the teeth, etc., to correct it. Something that's not right, that's the teeth may not be correct, or not be right, that's a different issue. Here we're talking about person doing it as part of a style, a culture that he's doing now to try and make himself look nice. So he's actually filing and trimming the teeth that Allah Ta'ala has given him. All this is not permissible. Which part of the chapter or this ayat of the Quran, I will command them and they will certainly change the creation of Allah. Allah made a person free from any type of tattoos. What they're doing is they will start tattooing their bodies, for example. Allah has given them beautiful teeth. They'll take their teeth out, they'll start cutting it, and they'll start filing it. Then the hair that Allah has given them, now they'll start joining. They'll do all different things. So therefore, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi has brought one ayat of the Quran, that the oath that Shaitan had taken, that this is how I would mislead people. And this is sufficient for a person of intelligence to understand that if this is the plot of Shaitan, I want to stay far away from the plot of Shaitan. I want to come in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. I want to come in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq for making amal. From tomorrow we'll do the ahadith under this chapter, inshallah. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.